Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our spring membership drive. We'll get back to that in a minute. But first, by 2030, when the more than 70 million Americans born from 1946 to 1964 have turned 65, 18% of the population will be at least that age. That's according to a recent Pew Research Center population projection. Whether you fall into that big bunch or are older or younger, what are you doing today about your financial future? And do you understand how it will matter in how long you work and what your standard of living will be when you retire? Do you see retirement as a second act or the last step on the way out? That and many more factors will affect your finances in the years to come. Joining us now to talk about personal finance as we head out of the Great Recession is personal finance advisor Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner and has devoted a good stretch of his career to public media audiences just like you on television and radio, helping them make the most of their money. His brand new book is just out, available only to public broadcasting audiences. It's called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome to the show, Jonathan Pond.
Thank you very much. And Anne, do you enjoy the picture of George Washington on the cover of Money Smarts with the mortarboard?
Yeah, it's very nice, as a matter of fact. With the mortarboard, what's the gold tassel action there?
That's seeking gold in the future. incidentally, it's not a suggestion to invest in it. If you have any gold, you might want to hold on to it. But if it comprises a fair amount of your investable assets, I would sell some of it because it has come too far, too fast. It is still, if you go back 25 years, the absolute worst investment you could have made. So these gold bugs... It's interesting to see the advertising on TV that and they want to push coins so they can mark them up big time. It's something perhaps for some of your money, a few percent, but not a great deal. People tend to chase whatever has been hot in the past, much to their financial detriment.
And that's one of your absolute rules. Don't do it. Don't do it.
What we have with the thank you gifts are sensible strategies for achieving lifelong financial security and avoiding boneheaded decisions, which not only do people often make on their own, but sometimes they're advised to make those decisions by people whose interests may be more for benefiting themselves and benefiting their clients.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our spring membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $4,000, and we can meet this goal with your help and only with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. I wish we had someone out there who would just sweep us off our feet and end the whole pledge drive for us right now, but we don't. We have to depend on our listeners, and that's not such a bad thing. Our listeners are very smart people. For a pledge at the $60 level, we will send you Jonathan Pond's new book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $60, we will send you this book, a book you cannot find in the bookstores, and you cannot order it online. You cannot call up Jonathan Pond's office in Boston and get it that way. But you can get it right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org. You can also, at the $60 level, we will give you a coupon for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. That's a brand new opportunity. And also the one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter, which costs a lot more than $60 a year. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and show your support for All Sides with Dan Fisher. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News right now. Sarah in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. I am 59 and a half, and I have $1.1 million, including my house, and including, you know, everything, what's in my fridge.
Did you say 1.1?
Right.
Okay, great.
You know, the house is a lot of it. It's about, with insurance and real estate taxes, it's $30,000 a year. So I'd like to move, and I just wondered if there are any suggestions. It just doesn't seem enough to retire without any, I work for myself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Sarah, you're in good shape for someone of your relatively tender years. I can't say enough about the efficacy of downsizing, particularly where you might be house poor. In this instance, you have a lot of your net worth tied up in the house. And one of the trends, which is kind of interesting, is that boomers are in their 50s now are starting to downsize. They no longer wait until they retire. So depending upon market conditions, they are improving somewhat. You certainly might want to consider downsizing, and that will free up more money to be able to put toward retirement. You're self-employed. Are you doing a self-employed 401k plan?
I am not. I'm over a serious illness, so I'm only working about half time right now.
Okay. Okay. Well, if you can spare any money along the way, look at a self-employed 401k, which for people age 50 or over allows them to put away up to 100% of the first $20,000 of income. So that can be very beneficial for those who might have the resources to be able to support themselves without the income from their business. Very generous and great tax deductions. So
may I ask, do they care if you live off of dividends and then use your first 25 that you actually earn to put in a 401k, or is that?
That's exactly right, Sarah. That's exactly what you should be doing. And by the way, if you can put yourself in a low tax bracket, and just as an aside, Sarah is a wonderful shill for the financial planner and the investment planner that we'll be talking about in a moment.
Okay.
Because these questions will be answered in more specificity, Sarah. But what I would suggest you do is if you can get your income down to zero or very low, then
not
you
a
would,
problem.
Yes. then you would start. It's not a problem for a lot of people, certainly. Then you can start, because you have this stash of money outside retirement plans, converting your traditional IRAs into Roth IRAs. In other words, you're in a low tax bracket. Do the conversions and pay very low taxes for the privilege of doing the Roth conversion. And later on in life, hey, you're going to thank Ann and me 30 years from now for doing this. But you're on the right track. Best way to look at what you might have for retirement income is take the amount of money you have outside the home, whatever that might be, and take 4% of that. So if it's $300,000, $300,000 times 4% is $12,000 plus whatever you're getting off Social Security as a very, rather prudent way to live going forward. But, you know, with what you've got now, particularly if you can be mortgage-free, I think you're going to be in fine fettle. Yeah,
well, Sarah, I don't have any debt.
I hope you continue to recover.
Yes.
Oh, thanks. I'm great.
Good. That's good to hear. You have your health, and that's a lot.
It is. Take care. Charge you later. I can't charge and drive.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
614-292-8513. If you'd like to speak to our guest this hour, Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. His new book is called Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. We've never talked about this book before. Don't confuse it with previous shows. 614-292-8513. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org if you have a question or comment for Jonathan. If you want to make that pledge right now, Jonathan and I can tell you about what our thank you gifts are at different pledge levels. But first of all, I want to tell people to give whatever you can afford.
Never
ask people to give anything more than you can afford, but think serious about what you can afford and think about what if you didn't have WOSU, 89.7 NPR News. What if you didn't have all the programs you've come to love? What if you didn't have those anymore? What would it be worth you? What would you pay to hear them? That's how you ought to think about what your pledge should be for WOSU right now. If you want to make that call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. It just takes 2 minutes. I want to thank Michelle in Columbus and also David in Lewis Center and Astley in Upper Arlington. We have $3,500 to go. $3,500 to go before the end of the hour. So pitch in and help us out. Jonathan, let's start with the Money Smarts, the book, at the $60
sure.
pledge level. Tell us about that.
Well, it's it highlights sensible strategies, and you know, all too often people just don't undertake or make sound financial decisions. So it's a very readable book. Starts out with becoming smarter about money, and then in the next chapter, investing wisely is the focal point of a great financial future. Little things mean a lot. Smart ways to manage your daily financial life. The fourth chapter, imagine a life without debt. Fifth chapter, yes, you can achieve a great retirement. And finally, healthy, wealthy, and wise. I just had a wonderful email from an administrator at the Cleveland Clinic, a little north of you, about the book and how much it meant to him and how much it how understandable it was. That's what I try to do with my books. And again, at the $60 or above pledge level, you'll receive the book, which I'll be happy to sign, as well as a little coupon entitling you to a tablet version of the book so that you can help another family member who might benefit from it, or a friend. And the two items on top of that, the Money Smarts book and tablet version of the book that we've been talking about, are the financial planner, Money Smarts financial planner, and the Money Smarts investment planner, which are revised every 2 weeks. I mean, it's such a moving target right now, Ann, that I have to alter what's going on. And that's why so many people, when they make their annual pledge to their public broadcasting station, take advantage of these each year,
right,
because things change. Both of them, let me go over the similarities. You receive a questionnaire. It's confidential after you make your pledge. Then WOSU is out of the loop. Fill out the questionnaire. I don't care when you do it. I do care when you make the pledge, because I don't offer these anywhere but public broadcasting. So you have maybe 40 minutes left to do so. And then I just take my Mary Clam Bake back to Boston, and there it will sit until the next time, if ever, I'm invited back to talk with Ann and you. So you get the questionnaires, send them in. You can send them in by mail or by email. Doesn't matter. 75% roughly choose email, but it doesn't matter. I strive to please.
Mm-hmm.
And then you will get your one-of-a-kind report. The financial planner looks at all areas of your financial life. And this is available. Either of these are available at the $120 level. Both of them are available at the $225 level. So it doesn't take a math genius to figure out there's some good value at the $225 level. The financial planner looks at areas like planning for your retirement, or if you're already retired, thriving throughout your retirement years, getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, minimizing your taxes, something that's uppermost on people's minds right now in late April. Estate planning. I've had two situations, Anne. You know, people say, how can you do this? How can you devote the time to preparing these reports? And I've had two situations where parents of young children didn't have wills. I mean, 40% of them don't have wills. In these two instances, they didn't have wills, and I just hammered the daylights out of them in their report. I said, you got to get a will. In both instances, within 2 weeks of their getting wills, the main breadwinner died. These are young family members. Tragic. Young families. And but that's the kind of these tragic circumstances, that's what sustains me with the financial planner. So it covers all areas of your financial life. If you got kids to educate, I talk about it. If you don't, lucky you. I don't waste your time covering topics that don't apply to you. The second is the investment planner. The investment planner, nice color pie chart showing you how to diversify your investments, specific recommendations. To give you an idea of how specific it is, if your situation could benefit from tax-free investing, which many people can, but I'll know more about it when you send in your questionnaire. You're an Ohio resident. I give you Ohio mutual funds, municipal bond mutual funds. So you receive all of that. I also show you, because this is often confusing to people, where to put your money. What is a Roth IRA preferable to a 401k? Or should you be doing an annuity? Probably not. At what time should you make extra payments against your mortgage or contribute to a 529 plan? I actually give you a hierarchy. There's nothing like that out there. There's nothing that's available that actually where the mutual funds are handpicked for the particular individual. It is ludicrous that these big companies recommend the same mutual funds for everybody. That makes no sense at all. But the questionnaires give me enough information that I can provide you with these reports. I'll try to curb my enthusiasm, but you can see this is life-changing for people. And you can call 866-897-9678, and I'm going to do my best, and it is indeed a privilege, to help you make the most of your money, to make money smart decisions.
Thanks to Helen in Columbus. We have $3,200 to go this hour. Make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678. Show your support for public media, 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. You can also go online to WOSU.org. It takes just a couple minutes to show your support at the $60 level, the $120 level, or the $225 level. With that, you get the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. You also get the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond book. Brand new book. We've never had it before. Plus, a coupon good for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond, a way to share it with somebody else or keep it for in another mode for you as you travel. Plus, a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. That's a lot. And you're showing support for your public radio station. 1-866.
So it's so important.
And you know, you can't, the feeling you get from doing that is priceless.
Well, it is. And I like to think this is a win-win situation because these tools will make a difference in your own financial situation, just as your support of WOSU. You know,
and it really does make a difference. Every dollar makes a difference.
It sure does.
Every single dollar. We have emails. And I want to invite people, if you have an email, comment, or question for Jonathan, the address is allsides@wosu.org. And you can also call us to talk to Jonathan at 614-292-8513. An email from Sam. He writes, I am retired, but I have a part-time job because I like to stay busy. My wife and I love to travel. Could your financial planner help us with saving money for travel while maintaining our current level of retirement income?
I sure can. And it will actually indicate how, you know, based upon your spending level or what you would like to spend, you know, how much you should be saving. Because what a lot of retirees don't understand is that in order to keep up with ever increasing living costs, including those sometimes wonderful, sometimes not so wonderful, extra unanticipated expenses, you have to continue saving. Actually, until your mid-80s. That sounds depressing. You don't have to save much, but just because you're retired, and you just retired, doesn't mean you shouldn't continue saving. So, Sam, you'll get the financial planner will give you information on that, the issue of spending in retirement, and the investment planner will show you, hopefully, how to tweak your investments a little bit to increase your returns. This is a challenging time to be an investor. We've got interest rates so low. Stock market has risen a lot, and we have to say, geez, what do we do now? Well, one of the things you hate to say that you should continue investing in stocks by default, but bonds really aren't providing anything. Bonds produced some returns over the last couple of years, but now they're not generating much. And again, the investment planner, the Money Smarts investment planner, will take a look at the current situation and show you how to structure your investments to take the most advantage.
1-866-897-9678. That's the number you're looking for to show your support for WOSU. If you want to call us and talk with Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513. Or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. From Tom, he says, please ask Mr. Pond his thoughts on taking out a 401k loan to pay off credit card debt.
Tom, that's generally a bad idea. Unless the situation is quite dire with respect to the credit cards. Now, there is one thing, you know, one argument you would make is, well, I've got high interest credit cards. I can pay those off and I can take my 401k loan and in essence pay interest to myself. So I'll be the banker and everything is hunky dory. But the issue is, will you have the self-discipline to be able to avoid running up credit card balances again? You know, most people think they can. Few people do. And would it be better, perhaps, to just quite aggressively pay down your credit cards, even if it might mean slowing down a little bit on the amount you're contributing to the 401k? So I guess the sum and substance of it is, Tom, that it's a risky proposition, sacrificing your retirement savings on the altar of you know reducing credit card debt, unless you really get religion and are able to not run up credit card balances in the future and just keep contributing to your 401k and pay off the loan to boot.
Thanks to Kelly in Columbus and also Michelle in Dublin. We have $2,800 to go. Thanks so much for your support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher, and my guest this hour is Jonathan Pond, the PBS financial advisor. His new book, brand new book, it's called Money Smarts, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. If you want to talk with Jonathan, give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. From an intern-level person asks, should you start a retirement account in your 20s?
Oh.
You love these kind of people, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. That's what I've forced my children to do. Oh, you sure should. Even if it's de minimis money, even if it's $100 or $200, the more you can put away, the better off you'll be. If you can get into the habit of saving 10% of your income while you're in your 20s, you will be, you know, fat and happy financially, if not physically, by the time you're 65. It's starting out as soon as possible. And I talk to the parents and grandparents out there. If you can possibly afford to help youngsters, I say this because I did this myself. My kids have to save through their retirement plans at work, but the deadbeats don't contribute to IRAs. So their poor mother and I, right at the last minute, in April 17th, went down and funded their IRAs for them. That sends a great message to them. So if you can do this, it doesn't have to be for an IRA $5,000. If it's a 401k, 2 or 3%. It gets people imbued with the notion of living beneath their means, and that's something you carry on for the rest of your life.
614-292-8513. Give us a call if you want to talk with Jonathan Pond. There is nobody on the line right now. I have an email to read, though. If you want to send an email, you can send it to allsides@wosu.org. From Carol, Along the same lines as I think Sam, but a little bit more specific, she says, I am retired. I have put three kids through college, and all of them are now gainfully employed and are paying off their own college debt. You like that idea, don't you?
Well, yes. Yeah.
My husband and I are now ready to enjoy ourselves and travel. Should we downsize and get a smaller house and then use that money to travel, or should we keep the house as an investment and travel using our savings? The house is worth about $275,000 and is paid off.
Mm-hmm. Well, Carol, you're in good shape. So any of those decisions could be financially advantageous, or staying in the house could be. And I can't overemphasize the efficacy of being mortgage-free by the time you retire. I've worked with individuals and families for a long time now, and I have found those that retire with debt are often, very often, financially challenged. Those who retire without debt are almost always have clear sailing ahead. But downsizing, you know, I need you to fill out the questionnaires. It'll allow me to provide more information for you, because I need more specifics, Carol. But I think you might want to wait on downsizing until the housing market improves a little bit, and then you might consider it. I wouldn't think to myself, I'm going to free up, say, $100,000 in selling my house, and then we can spend $100,000 on travel. You might be able to, but I really have to look at the whole situation. And thank you. These are great questions. By the way, a couple of points for the intern.
Mm-hmm.
Save. Don't get married. Don't have children. Nirvana.
Right.
As says someone who is married with three children.
Exactly. Thanks to Sarah in Columbus and also Leslie in Columbus. We have about $2,000 to go this hour to meet our goal. There's lots of ways you can help us meet it. You can, first of all, just give us a pledge of whatever you can afford. Secondly, you can shoot for the $60 level. With that, our gift to you is Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. It's his brand new book, public broadcasting exclusive. At the $120 level, you have a choice between Money Smarts Financial Planner and also or the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Both two quick questionnaires that you can fill out. You can do it either on paper or online. Either way, and you don't have a deadline for it either. But anyways, at the $120 level, either one of those. At the $225 level, Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond combo. It includes the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner and the Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond book, plus a coupon good for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond, and a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter. What a deal. If you're listening to this show for this long, this hour, you already are the type of person that's looking for a good bargain, that appreciates a good bargain, that appreciates a good deal. It's a really great deal for you and your life and for everybody in your life to make a show of support for WOSU right now. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Let's keep those volunteer operators busy. This is one of the ways they show their support for WOSU, by volunteering their time. Let's help keep them busy and a little bit more gratified. 1-866-897-9678. And once again, $2,000 to go this hour to meet our goal. Help us out. Our pledge, our operations depend on your show of support. It's listener-supported. 89.7 NPR News. Jonathan Pond.
You know, it's a great... I have the pleasure of visiting Ann and on the people, as we say, both on the radio and television side. And I just come away... I came away from that First of all, I might say, understanding why WOSU is held in such high esteem throughout the public television market nationally. It's a wonderful station. It's not the biggest market, but I could just tell the people are so devoted to the cause of getting you good information, long-form information that just make a difference, enrich your family life. Now I want to enrich your financial life and while you enrich WOSU's financial status. So this is a win-win situation. You know, it's funny that you bring up the long form. I mean, where else do I get this kind of time?
Right.
And I remember once, she was in her late 80s at the time, I think. My mother was listening to me, and I was on midday nationally on NPR, ranting and raving about the lotteries and how what a waste of money they are and why the government shouldn't even be involved in this. It's a regressive tax. It's outrageous, and I still think that. So I hang up, and my mother calls me. She says, "What do you think? You know, you don't know anything about what you're talking about." I said, "What happened?" And she said, "I won the lottery yesterday." And I said to her, "Well, how did that work?" She says, "I took out a scratch ticket and won $10." And I said, "Oh, mother, you know, I guess I'll have to call back and nationally go on and apologize for all the baloney I was spewing. But it might be too late." And I said, and by the way, mother, what did you do with your winnings?" And she says, "Well, what do you think? I bought more scratch tickets."
Exactly. That's the marketing of the lottery for you.
It is. But anyway, I had a chance to say my piece. I have a chance now to say my piece. If you have a question or want to call in, 614-292-8513. Or, as Ann has suggested, and I implore, call the wonderful volunteers at 866-897-9678. I know, even though I'm in Boston, I know exactly where the room is, where those friendly volunteers are. We want to work them hard over the next 20 minutes or so. Or you can pledge at WOSU.org. You can find out about the thank you gifts by calling in, but levels range from $60 to receive a signed copy of my book as well as a tablet version of the book. And that's for $60 and above pledge. At the $120 level, take advantage of either my Money Smarts financial planner if you want me to look at all of the financial matters in your financial life, or the investment planner, no overlap between the two, where I take an in-depth look at your investment situation and make specific recommendations, or at the $225 level. And my guess is, Ann, over at Pledge Central, they'll tell you this has been very popular today. You can take advantage of the whole kit and caboodle. Both planners, one might make a great gift, as well as two versions of the book. This is a package that will allow you to share this information with people who are important to you.
Right. It doesn't have to be used by the same person. 614-292-8513 if you want to give us a call and talk with Jonathan Pond. Emails are really popular. They're stacking up even as I speak. I just had another one brought in, Jonathan, so let's try to nail a few of those.
You know what's interesting? They email, and that's one of the nice things about the way these reports work, because sometimes people are just a little embarrassed, or they don't want to brag on the air about the fact that they might have a life of financial abundance. The reports are hopeful, helpful, understandable. I don't care how bad your situation is. I'm not going to say, "Good, what are you wasting my time for?" No. It's those people that I want to help the most, and people have commented to me on many occasions. They say, "You know, our report is so conversational, so helpful. It's like you're sitting in our living room with a really intimate knowledge of our financial life." Well, the questionnaires, although they only take about 30 minutes to complete, do allow me to provide you with this information, and you don't have to worry about a couple of things. Me saying, "Oh God, what are you doing?" I will make suggestions, and many suggestions, and you're not going to have to worry about old Jonathan calling you up and trying to sell you something else. I'm trying to sell you on one thing right now, and that is to call 866-897-9678 and take advantage of these, because after another 20 minutes, I'm out of here. And these will not be available, I don't believe, because they're exclusive
to public broadcasting. Thanks to Timothy in Columbus and also Sandy in Worthington, we have $1,800 to go. $1,800 to go. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to everybody for showing your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We appreciate it. Email from Megan. She says, my husband and I are expecting our first child in September. We don't have debt beyond our mortgage and are currently contributing to his 401k at the maximum match. We're not saving too much beyond a 401k and a Roth IRA. What other savings investment plans should we think about with a baby on the way?
Well, if you're doing did Megan say Roth IRA in singular?
Yes.
All right. You should be doing two Roths. Do $5,000 each, maxing out on the 401k. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. What you should do beyond that, you might want to consider, I think, first making extra payments against the mortgage, and secondly, perhaps contributing to a 529. Now, here's a plan, Megan, and I'll show it to you in the report because of your situation.
The financial planner report.
The financial planner report. And what you need to what you want to do is you've got a youngster now, 18 years from college, roughly, or this bambino that's in the oven right now. You should plan, you know, how much do I need to pay extra on my mortgage to pay it off in 18 years? Because if you can pay it off, it's almost like, you know, suddenly you have a substantial amount of money to go toward tuition, and I think that would work well for you, Megan. And I'll also take a hard look to make sure you have enough life insurance, because you're making progress financially, but you also need some life insurance. And I'll even recommend ways to save on all of your insurance coverage, so you'll have enough money to do other good things with the excess. Thank you, Megan.
An email from Barry. He says, with the search for yield so hard these days, people often suggest bonds. If interest rates increase, will this be a bad investment as their value goes down, right?
That is correct. Barry, you're exactly right, Ann, as well. It's like a seesaw. Interest rates go up, bond values go down. The main thing you want to do is avoid long-term bonds. There are still some opportunities in bonds, and I will show you not only municipal bonds, but also corporate bonds, bond funds now, mm-hmm. and even some government bonds, where you can get some decent yields without exposing yourself to a lot of risk. Because while the outlook for stocks is, I think, better than it is for bonds, the outlook for bonds isn't all that good right now. You still don't want to pet the ranch on stocks, because stocks could come unglued. I mean, they could come unglued very quickly. So you need to balance it out. But there are ways to invest in bonds without taking a lot of risk. And I'll recommend not only some bond funds, but bond ETFs or exchange-traded funds in your investment planner report, Barry. So thank you. You know, the questions that they ask here,
I know.
I get exhausted.
I know.
When I finish this
they're
hour.
They're always so good.
I know they are.
It's
yeah.
Great. I mean, just I always prepare lots of questions, but the callers inevitably, you know, because they're willing to stick their personal situation on the line,
yeah.
And I, of course, won't do that on the air. But,
yep.
But we did have a caller that wants you to explain the difference again between the investment and financial planners. They're two separate planners, mm-hmm. at the $120 pledge level each,
mm-hmm.
at the $225 pledge level, you get both of them plus the book and all the other accoutrements. But the investment planner is to do things like you just did, right?
The investment planner will, the main features of the investment planner are, first, it starts out with color pie charts showing, based upon the questions you answer, because the questions you answer actually give me an idea of how comfortable you are with investment risk. And I look at a lot of things, your age, the amount of money you have.
Whether or not you want to leave money to your children, that kind of thing.
That's part of it. I will discourage that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I'm trying to do with all this is to get you to retire rich and then die destitute.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way. You know, as the old saying goes, you want to, you know, some people say, well, the best, you know, you've planned your finances if all you've got left at the end is enough to pay for your funeral. And I say, that's you know, you haven't spent enough, because that check they pay for your funeral should bounce. Then you know you have done the right thing. But But the investment planner, it will give you some pie charts showing how to invest your money, how much in large cap, mid cap, small cap, government bonds, municipal bonds, for both your brokerage accounts and your retirement accounts. Then it goes on and lists mutual funds that I hand pick for you based upon your own situation. In all of those categories, and if you're into social choice investing, that's fine. I'll give you some recommendations there. If you like exchange-traded funds, you'll get some information on exchange-traded funds. Then, and by the way, I'll also explain these things, because one question that is asked is, how much do you know about investing? If you say, I don't know much, I give you an appendix in the report that explains investing. If you say, I don't know a stock from a bond, mm-hmm. I give you another one that even gets into more basics. So you'll get that. Then it moves on to a hierarchy of investing. It shows you where you should be putting your money. Megan had that question, in essence, you know, do we do a 529? Do we max out on our Roth? Do we do the 401k? Mm-hmm. If you don't qualify for a Roth, do you do it? And I know whether you do or not. Do you do a traditional IRA and so on? And do I make extra payments on my mortgage? So it really it shows that in order of priority. It's a one-page little summary, hierarchy, I call it. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the investment planner. It deals with investing. The financial planner, again, covers everything, planning for retirement, making sensible retirement projections, getting the right kind of insurance, taxes, estate planning, college funding, if that's important to you, paying down your debt or wise uses of debt. And it has a lot of recommendations. So the way the report is structured is first I write a cover letter. I say, okay, this is your situation. And I think you're doing these things very well. And here are the most important things to do. Next thing is a brief outline of the report. Third thing, I think it's everybody's favorite, is the priority list, which lists in order of priority, highest priority items. And again, everybody's situation is different. Mm-hmm. Everybody, if you're a young family like Megan and you don't have a will, it's a high priority item. You know, if you're a 22-year-old single and don't have a will, I move it down to something you should do, but it's not essential. Mm-hmm. So you'll know the most important things to attend to first. And then you get the report itself. So you get details about, you know, you need umbrella liability insurance. And what is it and how much do I need?
If you give the financial planner to one kid and the investment planner to another kid, they could be sending those in from completely different states, and their reports will be specific to where they live.
Their reports will be specific to their state of residence. Mm-hmm. I don't require that you use your name in these reports. You can if you wish, but if you're really concerned about confidentiality, you don't have to use your name. What I do need your email address because I've got to get it to you, and that's fine. I don't need to know who you are. And you know, a lot of these financial institutions purport to have reports like this. There is nothing like this. I was in Washington last week making a presentation at one of the big government buildings to a bunch of government officials, about 100 of them, and they were it boggled their minds what these do and what they have provided for public television members. And I said, I'm just going to continue offering them to public television at this point anyway. So that's the only place you're going to find them. They are truly customized and you will get ideas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had another one, and a few years ago, you'd recognize his name because he had an income of over $100 million. An income. He's a billionaire. And he wrote in, he says, you know, I took a chance with I wanted to make a contribution anyway. I didn't think I'd learn anything. And he said, I couldn't believe the items that you uncovered that I needed to do, important items, that my high-priced gaggle of advisors mm-hmm. hadn't brought up. Well, you try to be thorough, so I'm not impugning his advisors, but you don't have to be a centimillionaire to take advantage of these.
It's nice to get a second opinion. I think, you know, you do that with your health, hopefully, if something serious happens, if something as serious as your financial future is online, you get a second opinion.
That's right.
With no vested interest in it. Thanks to Jane in Columbus, and thanks to Bob and Elizabeth in Worthington, and also Jan and Powell. We have $1,200 to go and just about 10 minutes to go. I know we can make it. I know we can do it. 614-292-8513 is the number to call if you want to talk to Jonathan Pond. If you want to make your show of support right now and make that pledge right now, call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. And show your support, make a pledge at whatever level you can afford. 1-866-897-9678. I've been there. I've done it. It just takes 2 minutes of your time right now. You can also go online to WOSU.org. It's a secure server, and you can get written explanations of the thank you gifts there as well. I have an email from Elizabeth. She says, a year or so ago, I took advantage of the investment planner. Very helpful. Quick question. My 15-year-old car is giving out, so I am in need to buy a new one. With the low interest rates now, would it be better to take out a loan for about half the cost of the car, cash for the balance, or take out money out of a 401k? Ooh, that 401k rears its ugly head again.
Elizabeth, good for you. Thank you for your compliments, by the way. Good for you for keeping your car 15 years. Cars are a big drag, particularly for younger people. I would take out a low interest loan for half of the money. I wouldn't tap into the 401k. If you can pay 50% off, take out a 2 or 3 year loan, and then start a little savings fund for the next car. But they will last a long time, and I think 15 years is wonderful. I love my 94 Volvo right now. When they were younger, my kids wouldn't let me drive them to the front of their school with it. But, you know, they could walk a couple of blocks, and it's good for their health. The other thing with respect to cars is, you know, check with your credit union about what kind of deals they offer, because the problem with car, you know, financing through the auto dealers is that they're usually giving you either a rebate or you take the low interest financing. You want to take advantage of the rebate, so you may be better off financing somewhere else and in essence paying cash for the car, even though you you had to borrow someplace else. Just check on that. You can go on to the internet and find out about the rebates that they have, because this low in, you know, you're paying something for the low interest loan. They're not doing it because you have a pretty face. And shop around for the best deal. Get a car that's inexpensive to insure, and you'll do fine. But never take a 401k loan for a car. It just doesn't make sense. In your situation, anyway.
Thanks to Jeffrey in Columbus and also Joseph in Newark. We have $900 to go in just about 7 minutes. $900. Please show your support right now. 1-866-897-9678. And help us meet our goal this hour. That's 1-866-897-9678. You have real live Central Ohio volunteers waiting to take your call, people who have donated their time to this cause. Show them that you care. 1-866-897-9678. And we have an email from Jordan in New Albany. He says, I'm 25 and have no debt. I save 5% in my 401k at work and put $5,000 a year in a Roth IRA. My grandparents want to give me $20,000 a year for the next 5 years to save for a down payment on a house. Where should I put it?
Okay. Oh, Jordan.
Gosh, Jordan.
Wow. I tell you, that's wonderful. Wonderful.
Life is
good. Air is nice and clean in Columbus, and people have erudition. the $20,000 for the down payment in the house, the $20,000 a year, if you can, that's a lot of money for a down payment. If you can, increase your contribution to your 401k a little bit. I don't think they will object to that. You might need eventually to borrow from the 401k for the down payment on the house, but that's one and arguably the only worthwhile reason to borrow from the 401k. I'd like to see you doing a little more, even though you've got the Roth and the 5%. You know, bring that up to 10. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, depending upon when you're going to need to buy the house, you're probably going to not be too aggressive with it. Not not a whole lot in stocks like you would for your retirement money, because you may need the money within a few years. Actually, you will learn from the book and from the investment planner exactly what I mean as far as investing money that will be needed in a relatively short period of time.
Okay, Jordan, thanks for that email. We just have a few minutes left. I want to squeeze in one more email and then get a call in, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll move on. Dick in Fairfield County, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Dick.
You're kidding me.
No.
I'm really on the air.
You really are.
All right. Well.
Welcome.
It occurred to me that I've been a caregiver for the last 20 years, and all the money spent, and I'm 60 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you start from there?
How do you start from there?
All right.
Okay. Do you know what your Social Security is going to be?
I don't have enough credits to retire.
To retire.
Right.
Okay, so you need to build up those credits.
That's right.
And
That's right.
And just,
I'm trying to get back to work right now as we speak.
Yeah. And build up the credits so you'll get a retirement benefit. Wait, if you can, until 70 to collect.
70? Don't you mean 80?
Well,
if you could make it that long, why not?
See, that's the wrong attitude, Dick. It is possible, but if the longer you work, the better off you are. There's no
question. What I mean.
Just working a couple of extra years for anybody makes a dramatic difference. Largely because, the investments might not do very well, or there might not be that much money to invest. But for every additional year you work is one less year you're going to have to support yourself. But you've paid a big price for this, but I think you can get back on track. It's just a matter of
getting started.
Getting gainful employ, getting the credits built up for Social Security, and Medicare will kick in, and then you should be okay. I mean, I'm not trying to candy coat this, mm-hmm. but good luck to you.
Thank you, Dick.
You have an ebullient demeanor,
mm-hmm.
and that's half the battle.
Thank you, Dick, for that call. Real quick email. First, I want to say thanks to Kelvin in Columbus. Kelvin, love your name. Thanks so much. Also, Michael in Columbus and Jennifer in New Concord. We have $350 to go, and we have just about 3 minutes. I know we can make it. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. An email from Lou. It's been waiting a long time. Real quick, I know you support funding an IRA every year, but I have a question. If the IRA is post-tax and you don't get any IRS deduction, is it better to fund a 403B, if not at max, instead of opening an IRA?
Yes. I still advocate non-deductible IRAs for people that can do them, because it's just moving money from a thing that would be taxable, the income would be taxable, to something that's tax deferred. But certainly a 401k, because you get a tax deduction, is superior to a non-deductible IRA, and that's what the hierarchy in your Money Smarts investment planner will show you. Where to put the next dollar of money, and again thank you for that email. $60 to receive my book, which I'll be happy to sign. Mm-hmm. Both you'll get the book itself and the tablet version, plus a 1 year subscription to my weekly e-newsletter. For $60 and above pledges at the $120 level, take advantage of the Money Smarts Financial Planner. If you want a report from me, mm-hmm. on your overall financial situation covering all areas of importance, or at the $120, the Investment Planner, where I look at your investments, or let's say a great thanks to WOSU, one of the most important community resources you have in the greater Columbus area. At $225, receive all of them.
Everything.
And spread the wealth.
Right. Thanks to Gwen in Worthington, and thanks to Marilyn in Plain City. We have just $100 to go and exactly 1 minute. Who's going to be the person that puts us over the limit on this, helps us meet our goal? 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to everybody for your support today. Thanks to Jonathan Pond for joining us once again.
Thank you so much, Ann, and I hope you'll call in. The volunteers will be around in a few minutes. I'll pay their overtime.
Okay.
Call in now. These aren't available anywhere else, so it's important to hear from you.
Thanks again. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from Ohio State's College of Arts and Sciences, which welcomes composer Joseph Schwantner to the 2012 Contemporary Music Festival, April 26th and 27th on campus. Details at music.osu.edu.